How to set boundaries without guilt. In a world where being constantly available and accommodating is often celebrated, setting boundaries can feel like a radical act. Many of us struggle with the uncomfortable feeling that by establishing limits, we're somehow being selfish or unkind. This internal conflict between self-protection and people-pleasing creates a guilt cycle that can be difficult to break. Yet, healthy boundaries are essential for our mental well-being, productive relationships, and personal growth. The question isn't whether we should set boundaries, but how we can set them without the accompanying weight of guilt. Boundaries are the invisible lines that define where you end and others begin. They're the guidelines that determine what behaviors you'll accept from others and what responsibilities you're willing to take on. Despite their importance, many people find it incredibly challenging to establish and maintain boundaries, especially with those closest to them. Research shows that difficulty setting boundaries often stems from childhood experiences, where perhaps our needs were overlooked or we learned that our worth was tied to making others happy at our own expense. This comprehensive guide will walk you through understanding what healthy boundaries look like, why you might feel guilty when setting them, and practical strategies for establishing boundaries without the accompanying guilt. Whether you struggle with saying no to additional work projects, find yourself overextended in family obligations, or have difficulty carving out personal time in relationships, these principles can help you create a more balanced, authentic life where both your needs and the needs of others are honored appropriately. Understanding boundaries and why they matter. Boundaries are not walls designed to keep people out, but rather guidelines that define healthy interactions. They communicate to others how you want to be treated, what behaviors you find acceptable, and how you'll respond when those expectations aren't met. Boundaries can be physical, personal space, privacy, emotional, protecting your feelings, limiting emotional labor, mental, respecting opinions, beliefs, or practical, time, energy, resources. At their core, boundaries are an expression of self-respect and a recognition that your needs matter just as much as anyone else's. The importance of boundaries cannot be overstated. They protect your energy and emotional well-being, prevent burnout and resentment, foster mutual respect in relationships, and allow you to live authentically according to your own values and priorities. Without clear boundaries, you may find yourself constantly exhausted, feeling taken advantage of, or losing your sense of self in the needs and demands of others. Mental health professionals emphasize that establishing boundaries is not just helpful but necessary for maintaining healthy relationships and psychological well-being. Why we feel guilty setting boundaries. Guilt is perhaps the most common emotion associated with boundary setting, particularly for those who identify as empaths, caregivers, or natural helpers. This guilt doesn't appear randomly, it's often deeply rooted in beliefs we've internalized about our role in relationships and what it means to be a good person. Some common sources of boundary-related guilt include the fear of disappointing others or damaging relationships, beliefs that prioritizing your needs is selfish, cultural or family expectations about self-sacrifice, or past experiences where setting boundaries led to negative outcomes. Many people also struggle with the false equation that boundaries equal rejection. They worry that by saying no or establishing limits, they're communicating that they don't care about the other person, when in reality, healthy boundaries often strengthen relationships by preventing the buildup of resentment and fostering honest communication. Online support communities, like those for highly sensitive people and empaths, frequently discuss this struggle between caring deeply for others while maintaining necessary personal boundaries. The consequences of boundary deficiency. Before diving into how to set boundaries without guilt, it's worth understanding what happens when we consistently fail to establish or maintain healthy limits. The consequences of poor boundaries often develop gradually, making it easy to overlook the connection between your boundary issues and the problems you're experiencing. Over time, a lack of boundaries can lead to chronic stress and burnout as you continuously overextend yourself to meet others' needs and expectations. Relationships may suffer from unspoken resentment as you agree to things you don't actually want to do, creating an inauthentic connection built on obligation rather than genuine choice. Your sense of identity can become blurred when you're constantly adapting to others' expectations without honoring your own needs and values. You might experience a loss of self-respect as you repeatedly ignore your own internal signals in favor of external approval. Productivity and focus can decline when you are constantly interrupted or pulled in multiple directions by others' priorities. Perhaps most significantly, your mental health may deteriorate, with increased anxiety, depression, and feelings of helplessness as you lose the sense that you have control over your own life circumstances. Many therapists and psychologists have created resources specifically addressing the connection between poor boundaries and mental health challenges, highlighting how essential boundary work is to overall well-being. Step-by-step guide to setting boundaries without guilt. 1. Clarify your values and needs. Before you can communicate boundaries effectively, you need clarity about what matters to you. Take time to reflect on your core values, needs, and priorities. What aspects of your life feel out of balance? Where do you feel resentment or exhaustion building? These feelings are often signals that a boundary is needed. For example, if you value family time but find yourself working late every evening, you might need a boundary around work hours. Understanding that your boundary is protecting something meaningful to you makes it easier to stand firm without guilt. 2. Start with self-awareness. Pay attention to situations that leave you feeling drained, resentful, or uncomfortable. Notice physical sensations like tension in your shoulders, a knot in your stomach, or shallow breathing. These can be signals that your boundaries are being crossed. Keep a journal to track patterns in your relationships and identify specific areas where boundaries are needed. The more aware you become of your internal responses, the earlier you can recognize when a boundary needs to be established or reinforced. 3. Use clear, direct communication. When expressing a boundary, aim for clarity, brevity, and neutrality. Focus on stating your boundary rather than justifying it extensively, which can inadvertently signal that your boundary is negotiable. Use I statements to frame your boundary in terms of your needs rather than criticizing the other person. For example, instead of saying "you always dump your problems on me and it's exhausting," try "I need some space for myself right now. I'm available to talk tomorrow." This approach is less likely to trigger defensiveness and keeps the focus on your needs rather than the other person's behavior. 4. Start small and build gradually. If setting boundaries is new for you, begin with lower risk situations before tackling more challenging relationships. You might start by setting a boundary with a service provider or a casual acquaintance before addressing issues with close family members or a boss. Each successful boundary experience builds confidence and skill, making it easier to handle more complex situations. Remember that boundary setting is a skill that improves with practice. 5. Prepare for reactions. When you start setting boundaries, especially with people accustomed to your previous behavior, you may encounter resistance. People might express surprise, disappointment, or even anger. Understanding how to handle pushback is a critical part of successful boundary setting. Remind yourself that others' reactions are not your responsibility, and temporary discomfort is part of the process of creating healthier relationship patterns. 6. Be consistent. Boundaries require consistent reinforcement to be effective. If you set a boundary but then repeatedly allow it to be violated, you're sending mixed messages that undermine your efforts. Consistency helps others learn and respect your limits while also reinforcing to yourself that your boundaries matter. This doesn't mean you can't be flexible when appropriate, but intentional flexibility is different from inconsistency born of guilt or fear. 7. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries is difficult, especially at first. You will likely feel uncomfortable, doubt yourself, or make mistakes in your delivery. Treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a friend learning a new skill. Remind yourself that by setting healthy boundaries, you're creating more authentic relationships and modeling healthy behavior for others in your life, including children, colleagues, and friends who may also struggle with boundaries. Addressing the guilt, reframing your thinking. Even when we intellectually understand the importance of boundaries, the emotional experience of guilt can be powerful enough to override our best intentions. Addressing this guilt requires actively challenging and reframing the underlying beliefs that fuel it. Start by recognizing that setting boundaries is not selfish but an act of self-respect. Just as you wouldn't consider it selfish for someone else to have basic needs and limits, extend the same understanding to yourself. Remind yourself that healthy boundaries actually improve relationships by preventing the buildup of resentment and fostering honest communication. Far from being a rejection, boundaries create the conditions for more authentic connection. Consider that by modeling healthy boundaries, you're demonstrating important skills to others in your life and contributing to a culture where mutual respect is valued over martyrdom or obligation. It's also helpful to distinguish between guilt and responsibility. Guilt implies you've done something wrong, while responsibility is about making conscious choices aligned with your values. When you feel guilt arising, pause to examine whether you're actually doing something harmful or simply prioritizing your well-being in a situation where others might prefer you didn't. Reframe boundary setting as responsible self-care rather than a selfish action that should produce guilt. Boundaries in specific relationships. Workplace boundaries. Professional environments can present unique boundary challenges, especially in cultures that reward overwork or constant availability. Start by clarifying your job description and responsibilities to identify where boundaries are appropriate. Establish clear working hours and communicate them consistently to colleagues and supervisors. Learn to delegate tasks when appropriate rather than automatically taking on extra work. Be strategic about saying yes to projects and assignments, considering your capacity and priorities rather than automatically agreeing to every request. Set boundaries around communication methods and response times, such as not checking email after certain hours or limiting non-urgent messaging to business hours. Family boundaries. Family relationships often involve deeply ingrained patterns that can make boundary setting particularly challenging. Cultural expectations and long-established roles can add complexity to the process. When setting boundaries with family members, acknowledge the emotional history while still focusing on present needs. Be prepared for some members to resist changes to familiar patterns, and remember that your responsibility is to communicate clearly, not to make everyone happy with your boundaries. In some cases, you might need to adjust your expectations about certain relationships if family members consistently demonstrate an unwillingness to respect your boundaries. Friendship boundaries. Even the healthiest friendships benefit from clear boundaries. Be honest about your availability and capacity for social engagements rather than overcommitting and then feeling resentment. Communicate directly about what you can offer in the friendship in terms of emotional support, time, and resources. Balance giving and receiving support rather than falling into one-sided patterns. When friendships feel consistently draining rather than energizing, this might signal the need for clearer boundaries or a reassessment of the relationship's place in your life. Romantic relationship boundaries. Intimate relationships require ongoing boundary conversations as the relationship evolves. Establish boundaries around personal time and space even within committed partnerships, recognizing that maintaining individual identity strengthens the relationship. Create agreements about handling disagreements respectfully, including timeouts when discussions become unproductive. Be clear about financial boundaries, expectations regarding extended family, and division of household responsibilities. Remember that healthy love involves respecting each other's autonomy and limits, not merging into a boundaryless unit. Scripts for setting common boundaries. Having ready-to-use phrases can make boundary setting feel less daunting in the moment. Here are some examples for common boundary scenarios. When you need to decline a request, "I appreciate you thinking of me, but I need to pass on this opportunity." Or, "That doesn't work for me right now, but thank you for asking." When someone is dumping emotional problems on you, "I can see you're going through a lot right now. I care about you, but I don't have the capacity to help with this situation. Have you considered speaking with a professional who has expertise in this area?" When work is encroaching on personal time, "I won't be available to respond to emails after 6 p.m. on weekdays or on weekends. For urgent matters, you can reach me by phone." When someone is criticizing your choices, "I understand you have a different perspective, but I'm comfortable with my decision and would appreciate your support, even if you would have chosen differently." When you need physical space, "I need some time alone to recharge. It's not about you, it's just how I take care of myself." The key with these scripts is to deliver them with calm confidence, without excessive apologizing or justification. The more matter-of-fact you can be, the more likely the other person will accept your boundary as a simple statement of your needs rather than a rejection or criticism. Common misconceptions about boundaries. Many of the struggles people face with boundary setting stem from misunderstandings about what boundaries are and how they function in relationships. One common misconception is that boundaries are ultimatums or threats, when in reality, healthy boundaries simply communicate your needs and limits clearly. Another is the belief that boundaries are rigid and unchangeable, when in fact, they can evolve as relationships and circumstances change. Some people think that needing boundaries means a relationship is problematic, when actually, the clearest boundaries are often found in the healthiest relationships. There's also a misconception that boundaries are primarily about saying no, when they can equally involve defining what you will do or what is acceptable to you. Perhaps most pervasively, people believe that others should intuitively know and respect their boundaries without them being stated, leading to disappointment and frustration when unstated expectations aren't met. By understanding what boundaries truly are, guidelines for healthy interaction rather than walls or punishments, you can approach the process with greater clarity and less guilt. Remember that everyone has the right to define their own boundaries, and respecting others' boundaries while asserting your own creates the foundation for mutually satisfying relationships. The long-term benefits of healthy boundaries. While setting boundaries may create short-term discomfort, the long-term benefits are substantial and far-reaching. As you continue to establish and maintain appropriate boundaries, you'll likely notice improved mental health, with reduced stress, anxiety, and resentment. Your relationships typically become more authentic and satisfying as they're based on honesty rather than obligation or people-pleasing. Many people report greater energy and productivity when they're not constantly depleted by overextending themselves to meet others' expectations. Healthy boundaries foster increased self-respect and confidence as you honor your own needs and values. You may experience a stronger sense of identity and purpose when your choices reflect your authentic self rather than external pressures. Perhaps surprisingly, others often develop increased respect for you when you clearly communicate your boundaries, even if there's initial resistance. Over time, boundary setting becomes more natural and requires less conscious effort as both you and the people in your life adjust to new patterns of interaction. The initial guilt typically diminishes as you witness the positive effects of healthy boundaries in your life and relationships. Conclusion. Setting boundaries without guilt is ultimately about recognizing that your needs, feelings, and well-being matter just as much as anyone else's. It's not about building walls or disconnecting from others, but rather creating the conditions for more authentic and sustainable relationships. When you establish healthy boundaries, you're not just taking care of yourself, you're contributing to a culture where mutual respect and genuine connection can flourish. The journey toward healthy boundaries is ongoing and evolves as your life circumstances and relationships change. There will be challenges along the way, moments of doubt, and situations where finding the right boundary requires trial and error. Be patient with yourself through this process, celebrating small successes and learning from situations where your boundaries could have been clearer or better communicated. Remember that by setting boundaries without guilt, you're not just improving your own life, you're modeling healthy relationship skills for everyone around you, from children to colleagues to friends. In a world where burnout, people-pleasing, and resentment are all too common, your boundary practice becomes a quiet revolution, a statement that well-being matters and relationships thrive when built on honesty and respect rather than obligation and self-sacrifice.